Federal authorities have arrested a man in connection with the suspicious packages mailed to critics of President Trump. Among the discoveries today, packages addressed to Democratic Senator Cory Booker and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. Today, President Trump called for unity and added,
"We must never allow political violence to take root in America. Cannot let it happen. And I'm committed to doing everything in my power as president to stop it."
Wednesday night, though, at a rally in Wisconsin, he said this.
"The media also has a responsibility to set a civil tone and to stop the endless hostility and constant negative and oftentimes false attacks and stories. Have to do it.
Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, taking those two thoughts together, even though they were said at different times, is the president calling for Americans to show peace and unity among each other, but not so much for the media?
I'm going to take exception to your idea of taking those two ideas together. They are not reconcilable. You cannot call for unity and say it's the media's fault for essentially rhetoric encouraging people to send potentially explosive devices to their mailrooms. That's not reconcilable. The president is seemingly and probably intentionally sending different messages to the public and probably sending different messages to different elements of the public, both just as a general practice and during this political season.
Well, lots of people are pointing to the fact that the president, in his tone and words and what he says on the campaign trail right now for the midterms, says a lot. He's still allowing people to yell "lock her up" at many of his rallies, referring to Hillary Clinton. He praised the congressman from Montana for body slamming a reporter back during the campaign. Since you focus on the media, have we become a nation divided between CNN and Fox News?
Well, and just think about what you're saying implicit in your language. You're not even saying, are we a nation divided between MSNBC, which is a channel that essentially has embraced anti-Trump figures, particularly liberal figures, but some conservative Republican apostates, who just reject the Trump presidency. CNN, is, while aggressive about the president and sometimes snarky about the president, is nonetheless functioning more or less as a straight ahead news service with a heck of a lot of talk. Fox News is an explicitly conservative talk outfit that has some reporting appended to it. And so the idea that those are the two binary choices, it's actually, as in so much in American life, it's asymmetrical. And the president is intentionally doing that, as he told Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes one time, not on the air, but in discussion with her off camera. She said, "Why do you attack the media so much?" And he said, "It's so that when you guys do negative stories about me, people won't believe it."
So people won't believe it. So you're saying that what he's saying basically is, don't do negative stories about me.
Yeah, this president, people say always, this is an anti-media president. This is an anti-press president. And in a sense, they're right. The rhetoric is very strong and very damaging. And I think it has real repercussions abroad, as we've seen in recent weeks with the Khashoggi killing at the hands of Saudis at the consulate in Istanbul. At the same time, this is a president who's desperate for not just attention, but adulation from the press. He wants its approval. He wants its seal of, a thumbs up. He wants to be on the Today Show. He wants to be on 60 Minutes. He wants to be on the Sunday Times magazine. And he wants this coverage to be respectful and treating him normally, even as the rhetoric that he offers tends to strip down institutions and norms that help American civic life often to function. So this president is at once genuinely harmful, I think, in some ways to the media's standing, and at the same time is desperate for its approval at the same moment.
David, this is Peter. I just wanted to jump in and ask you a question about this false flag theory that's been flying around. When the news of these pipe bombs broke, far-right commentators started putting out this idea that they were sent by liberals, Democrats, in an attempt to damage Republicans just before the elections. That theory has spread, and I just want to hear from FBI profiler James Fitzgerald, who was speaking on Fox News on Wednesday.
These devices were either made and sent by, a right-wing guy who doesn't like the Dems. It's made by, and we can't rule out international aspects to this, but of course the other one is that false flag. And there could be someone in there, some Democrat that, low-level person, I'm not suggesting anyone on the top, but who just decided, I'm going to put this out because 2 weeks before a major election, who's going to look like the bad guy here? The Republicans.
David, look, we're going to learn more about who this person is they arrested in in Florida. So these questions will be irrelevant at a certain point. But what I wanted to ask you about is, what do you make of how quickly this false flag conspiracy theory made it into the mainstream?
I think it's pernicious, and you see – I think it's reflexive in some ways, and it doesn't have to be just the far right. You know, Lou Dobbs is essentially the defining personality in some ways of the Fox Business Channel,
right,
controlled by Rupert Murdoch. And he was – he puts the idea of suspicious packages in quote as though they might not be suspicious. He said, is it real or is it a hoax? Certainly authorities were giving no signs that it was a hoax. They were not necessarily validating publicly whether or not they were actually deadly devices. But as you say, we're going to learn more. But the idea that people were talking about false flags, the idea that people were suggesting that they're Democrats, when you talk about the top Democratic leaders being targeted in this, from President Obama to some of his top aides, is quite extraordinary.
Thank you, David.
You bet.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. He co-hosts the program On Point.